Hello, everybody, and I just wanted to do an audible here regarding me entirely giving up on handheld gaming. I already got one question about that from Harold just now, and I figured I'll do an audible and explain this for a bit. Since of me owning the device since, what is it, when I buy this thing, July 2012, I have purchased nothing but two games on it. Those being New Super Mario Bros. 2, which I've now finished twice, and Mario Kart 7, which honestly left me feeling really meh, because I really didn't dig the new Mario Kart that much, because to me, it's just not a different game. Even when I'm playing it, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's got a couple of things here and there, but I'm like, it's no different. I could play my other Mario Kart and still be happy with it and play it on my DSi XL. But as of right now, for the last 10 months of me owning this device, was it 10 months? Yeah. Or rather 9 months. I've not gone out of my way to purchase games on it. I've downloaded a few demos on it, which all have left me feeling meh. I tried some of the eShop games, or the ones that I actually wanted, and the other releases since then have, since me owning it, the other releases have also been really meh. And I can honestly not justify owning this console. I mean, I bought this console at a discount. I cannot justify its ownership anymore in my life, because it's been sitting in the bottom of a drawer for the last couple of months. And I think I maybe only pulled it out one time to use in the bathroom for some fucking reason, because that's mainly where these consoles are played, let's be honest. I've had no urge to play the game on the go, or anything like that. I mean, I've not had the urge to play it on the subway, on the streetcar, anything like that. Fuck, I don't even play games on my iPhone, because I'm more interested in productivity apps and social networking than I am in games on this thing. So, in all honesty, after having owned the device for 9 months and investing into two retail titles of them, one of which I pre-ordered so I can get a special steel case for it, it's just, I can look at it and say, I cannot justify me owning this thing. Right now, to me, it's a very expensive paperweight. While I do like the technical marvels of the device and all that fun shit, when I've watched Netflix on it, it looked horrible. I didn't really like the way it looked. No 3D movies through the Netflix interface. I was like, okay, what's the point? And second of all, I'm not really into 3D movies. I couldn't give any less of a shit about if a movie's in 3D, or, you know, as long as it's in surround sound and THX, I'm fine. Or DTS around, so I don't know, whatever they're calling it now. But as far as eShop games have been on this thing, there's nothing been really on there. There was one beat 'em up that I played on that I somewhat liked, but didn't want to spend the money for. Like, I liked it, but I didn't like it enough to spend the money for it. I didn't remember what the hell it was called. Something about princesses. And otherwise, it's been very mediocre and meh. I've taken one picture with the camera since owning it. I actually most of the time forget that this thing actually has a camera. I'm just powering it up right now so I can tell you what I actually have on it. And I don't know, man. I can't justify keeping this thing, man. I barely use Swapnote. Download play I haven't used. But let me look at my activity log here. Hold on. And it'll tell me exactly what I've played on it and what I haven't played on it. So as of today, I've taken 17,797 steps. I've played 27 titles on it. And fuck. Yeah, first played. And it mentions all the tiles that I have here. When was the last time I played them? Most of these I've not played since October of 2012. That is just how uninterested I am in this thing. And I've honestly, again, I cannot justify owning this thing because it's like, you know, it's got nothing on it for me. There's no games on here that I like. What, this Face Raiders thing? I always thought it was stupid, mind you. I never really liked it. Mii Maker, the Mii Plaza thing. That was probably my favorite thing about it, was a Street Pass feature. But on Street Passes alone, I can't really play games. AR games, I haven't even played a single one of those. Again, I can't justify the ownership of this console, given that I don't play it. I've charged this thing 3 times in my ownership. Only 3 times. And otherwise, there's no games on there for me. Most of the games I've seen on there for me are either not my bag, or they're too childish for me, or they don't appeal to me. But yeah, that's because Grand Theft Auto isn't on it. No, that has nothing to do with it. I don't think I'd play a GTA on here. I mean, I played the GTA for the DS, Chinatown Wars, which I thought was a piece of shit. That's why I don't include it when I talk about I've played every single Grand Theft Auto game. I don't count the handheld versions, because they've all sucked. And all... honesty, they have all sucked. GTA Advance, barf. Again, stories no one cares about, and like games nobody gives a shit about anymore. I was really hoping that my main reason why I wanted a 3DS XL was because I want to experience the whole 3D thing for myself and see if it is something that I could get into or something that I would actually value and continue to utilize over time. But fact of the matter is, I care even less about 3D now than I did when I first bought this device. I was actually kind of excited about it when I initially purchased it. But over the months of playing it and just looking at the retail selection that I can buy at stores, because personally I like physical copies of my games, for handhelds at least. Because I wasn't happy with how long it takes to download games on this thing, especially through Wi-Fi. But that's okay, I don't really care. I mean, Nintendo could have just made an installer file or something like that. You just put on the memory card that comes with this thing and just be able to install it that way. But again, there's DRM involved with that and all sorts of other fun shit, not so fun shit. But as far as other games go,
why don't you play stuff on it that's more adult, like Resident Evil?
I hate Resident Evil. I've never liked Resident Evil. I played Resident Evil 1 and 2 and I barfed. When I played the second one on the N64, of all places, I puked. I wanted to throw up. That's how horrible it was. And ever since, I'm like, I'm never playing this game series again. I couldn't give any less of a shit about it. And that's also, unfortunately, left me to be very apathetic towards these titles. I mean, look. It's got nothing for me. I know there's people who listen to my audio boos who are Nintendo fanboys through and through, and they love what's on, and they've played games on that they've enjoyed. Yes, that's good for you, but I've not enjoyed those same games. I do not share your opinion of this console, and it's just not my bag. And in general, I just find mobile gaming to be shit. I mean, the 3DS has the right control interface that I like, but it has no games. The iPhone has the games, but it's got a shitty control interface. So those two factors on there, those respective factors on those consoles, really has just led me to believe, it's like, you know what, I'm not into the whole mobile gaming thing anymore. I mean, I don't use it. I just don't fucking use it. Again, I can play Pokemon and all the other games that I really did like playing on it, on my DSi XL, and I don't have to buy another fucking Action Replay for the 3DS, because thank God I didn't invest into one of those, because I've had to buy one for my DS, and I've had to buy another one for my DSi, because it was different, and I do like those devices, sorry, but I was not ready to invest into a third accessory into this one, because I wasn't sure if I was going to keep it. And like I said, after 9 months, the camera doesn't do anything for me, the 3D camera doesn't do anything for me. I have no desire to take 3D tit pictures of it, like what most people are doing with 3D pictures of their own dick or ass, which was all I'm guessing people do with this damn thing. Because I can't imagine, you know, anything good on it. And it's just not my bag anymore. It's really not my bag. And again, I cannot justify owning this thing anymore. I really can't. There's just been nothing for it. Now, you could probably say, there's tons of good games to play on there, blah, 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 blah. Yes, there is tons of good games to play on there. If they're your bag. They're not my bag, unfortunately. I have no interest in spending retail money. And that's my other problem that's been plaguing me on this thing, is the fact that the physical copy costs as much as the digital copy. It's like, excuse me, baking powder, what? And that never, you know, stood well with me. That's why I don't buy complete games on demand on PlayStation Network or on Xbox Live. Unless they're on sale. I mean, I have no interest in paying the same thing that I could pay for a retail copy plus tax and have, you know, then I can actually trade it or sell it to someone if I no longer have any value in it or I don't see any more value in it. All in all, this venture into handheld gaming was interesting, but I prefer my older handheld consoles that I already own that have been very loyal to me. And I just went back to playing my DSi XL because, I mean, even if I use this thing as my DS player for my old DS games, what's the point? I have a perfectly working, you know, DSi XL that can do the same thing that, you know, I got as a gift and didn't pay for, whereas this thing has no sentimental value to me and it just underperforms to my expectations and it's not delivering the kind of games that I like. I was expecting to see more eShop games. I was expecting to see more virtual console games, and that was my other problem, is the virtual console disappointment, just like it did with me on the Nintendo Wii. I was disappointed at the Nintendo Wii's, because again, I bought the Nintendo Wii thinking, oh well, if there's no retail games for it, I'm sure the virtual console is going to offer me all the entertainment that I want. And it didn't, because after going through their entire catalog initially and then realizing, okay, there's nothing else really coming that I want, and nothing did come out on there that I wanted even after I sold the unit, I'm seeing this exact same trend with the 3DS. It's not delivering. It's not delivering on, you know, fronts that should be important. And I don't know why Nintendo hasn't focused any of their virtual console titles that they could be launching on there. I mean, listen, I'll be really honest with you. Before you launch a console and you want games to be on your virtual shop, you spend a couple of months, maybe years before that, maybe chatting to the developers of those games, whoever owns the rights, and say, hey, listen, we want to run an emulated version, sell an emulated version off of it from our marketplace. Are you cool with that? And you can't tell me that there is, like, years of negotiations going on for one fucking title from a 16-bit era. Again, my other problem, no 16-bit games. Where are the 16-bit games? I even remember Philip saying, oh, I can't wait to see Streets of Rage on there in 3D and all this other shit. What 3D? There is no 3D re-releases of 16-bit games on this thing. And they're not coming. Because there'll be a new handheld that's going to come out in the next 2 years that's going to go past this one. Or another revision. I'm very sure it'll just be another revision or not. In general, I really don't like Nintendo's business practices. And remember that thing that I posted a while back about shit Iwata says? When I read that and I compare it to my experiences with the Nintendo brand in the last 6 or 7 years, then all I can say is, they've just been blowing smoke in my ass. As well as many other people that I know that used to play Nintendo consoles and now really don't. I mean, they all do own handhelds, but most of them are using them as paperweights just like I am. And there's just nothing left for me on there. And at this point, I refuse to have $180 paperweight sitting around and I'm gonna get rid of it. I'm gonna sell it. I don't fucking need it. I don't want it in my house. I'll play my DSi XL for if I actually do want to play handheld games, and that's about it. The 3D thing didn't do nothing for me. It was disappointing. That was one of the factors. I mean, as cool as the technology is, I never really dug it. And while it was improved from the original 3DS, let me just say that the console was a huge improvement over its predecessor. Can't say anything bad about that. It's just like, it's like having a car that's got a V12 engine in it. Gas is expensive, and you can't really drive it. And you don't really, and you live inside the city or in a downtown core where you'll essentially waste a few gallons or liters of gasoline idling. And that's how I feel like with this thing. I feel like I've got a very powerful machine that's really not in an environment where I can fully utilize it, and it's not giving me things that I can use to fully utilize it. And because of that, I'm going to officially say I'm done with handheld gaming at this point, unless it's the previous ones that I own. I have no interest in Pokemon Black and White 2. I have no interest in the new Pokemon's coming out on the 3DS. I'm done with Pokemon. Maybe it's got something to do with the fact that I'm turning 33 in a couple of days, and I really just don't feel like playing through the exact same formula I've been playing through for the last, 8 years, 9 years? And, because that's, I believe, yes, it was in 2003 that I had my very first experience with Pokemon on a used handheld system that I bought for dirt cheap, as well as Pokemon Yellow, which I can actually see from here as it's standing on top of my entertainment unit here. But I'm just done. I'm done with it. Nintendo no longer gives a shit about people like me. They're not delivering the games that I want. They're not delivering the franchises that I want. And it's over. I've let go. I'm going to completely let go of my Nintendo. And just as I'm looking at my classic Nintendo consoles that are hooked up to my television still, I'm just going to play those. Because those are the systems of the Nintendo that I like to remember. And that's the Nintendo that gave me what I wanted. But now Nintendo's not giving me what I want. It's just giving me a whole bunch of stuff that's not intended for somebody like me. So there's no point in continuing to invest into it. I mean, it's like, what would you do with a car that you bought that underperformed or that didn't perform to your expectations, or all the cool accessories that they say were going to come out for it weren't being made by either third party or aftermarket part manufacturers or the manufacturer themselves? You know, what do you do? You sell it. Is it getting you from a point A to point B? Yeah, but you'd rather drive this other car that you have that is a lot more comfortable and really suits your needs and accessories you already own. So with that, sorry Nintendo, goodbye. You will forever live in my memory. But unfortunately, you done fucked up for people like me, and you've lost a customer for life at this point. Mind you, that doesn't mean I'm turning into a Sony fanboy or anything like that. Those companies aren't doing anything for me either. And like I said, I'm generally having a gaming fallout at this point. More on that rant next.